Democracy is a non-stop experiment in the strengths and weaknesses of our political institutions, local communities, and the human heart, and its outcome can never be taken for granted. The experiment is endless unless we blow up the lab and the explosives to do the job are found within us. But so also is the heart's alchemy that can turn suffering into compassion, conflict into community, and tension into energy for creativity amid democracy's demands. And that was said by Parker J. Palmer. Welcome to Surviving the Matrix, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Maxwell Egan. It's a pleasure to be with you once again, and I'll be your host for the next hour. Now, over the past few years, there's been a spate of internet radio shows, conspiracy films, all sorts of stuff that's been made to demonstrate to the people what's happening. There's still a great many radio shows and a lot of information that's been brought to people. Of course, you've got to sift through a lot of this to find out what's real and what isn't. There's an awful lot of disinformation. There's a lot of counterintelligence happening. There's a lot of forces that are working to create as much division as they can within the alternative research community, pointing the finger, he said, they said, who do you follow, rather than simply discerning with their own eyes and ears what's true and what isn't, what resonates with them and where their heart lies, and looking at things logically and objectively and applying common sense to the equation, and not only seeing the seriousness of the situations that we're facing, but also focusing on who's providing solutions to people, because that really is what we need, folks. What we need are solutions, and we need to find a way forward from where we are at this point. We all know what the problems are. We all know what the ultimate problem is, and that problem is the corruption of the system itself. And we can all see the symptoms of this problem continuing to manifest through practices such as coal seam gas mining, the wars, the starvation, the wailing, the you name it. And we can also see these symptoms manifest in all the rules and regulations and pieces of legislation that have been brought in by various governments around the world in mass, because these things do certainly come in virtually simultaneously across a great many nations. And this, of course, is a good example that the global government is already in position. It's simply consolidating its resources. What we really see, folks, is a global corporation that is in the process of conducting hostile takeovers of the countries that aren't part of its corporate agenda so far. This is what we've seen in Libya, what we're seeing unfold in Syria, what they're attempting to do with Iran. And this is quite literally a global corporate consolidation that we're seeing. But as I said, folks, we can see all of this unfolding. We can see the symptoms continuing to manifest, and we all know what the problem is. So what we need to do from this point is to focus on solutions to these problems. I mean, how long do you want to continue talking about it, folks? How long do you want to continue being fed information? Because, as I said, we know what the problem is, and it's time that we stopped talking about the problem and started implementing positive solutions. Essentially, what I'm saying here is that the time for talk really is over. What we need now is positive action. And this positive action has to start with each person within the community. It has to start with you. It has to start with me. It has to begin with the individual. And folks, when I say we need positive action, I'm not saying that you need to go to protest marches and do all this sort of stuff, because often what you find with protest marches is that they are counterproductive, because you go out there and you think you're doing something really positive, but really all you're doing is going out and shaking your fist in public, and at the end of the day, nothing ever really changes. I mean, protests could be good if they had direction, if they were the beginning of forward steps from that point. But going to a protest and simply shaking your fist and waving a banner around and then going home at the end of the day feeling like you actually did something is counterproductive. You've got to really put it into perspective and realize that you're only doing something if it is the first step to future positive steps that are designed to bring about real results. And again, folks, all of these positive steps center around the individual being empowered. And we really do need to put all the infighting and the finger pointing and everything aside for the while and really start attempting to implement some positive action while we still have the time and the ability to do so. I mean, frankly, folks, there's still so many people that seem to treat alternative research as some type of spy novel. They really want to know who done it so they can point the finger. And they believe that by magically pointing the finger, all will suddenly be healed. And there are many others that say, well, it doesn't matter because you're all going to be taken care of anyway because the White Knights are going to come on their charges and there's going to be mass arrests and everything will change, or you're going to ascend to fifth dimension, or a savior or the ETs are going to come and save you. You won't have to lift a finger. But it really isn't like that in any way, shape or form, folks, because the truth of the matter is that all of these things simply serve to compound the problem and allow the continuation of the current paradigm. Because, of course, the paradigm is held in place by the inaction of the people. And what is needed is for people to step back and take maybe one step to the right and look at reality from a different perspective. It all comes down to the individual shifting their paradigm. Now, in saying all of that, one of the things that I believe is a real problem that we face as a society is really the disempowerment of the individual. We live in a society where all real responsibility has been taken away from individuals, and because there is no real responsibility, because we've handed over this responsibility to others, and very often we've done this because we've believed that that will provide us with security. But what it's done is it's resulted in the disempowerment of the individual, because you won't really have any power over your own life unless you take responsibility for your own life. And this is what we've done with most of our corporate system that's been put in place. For example, when you take out an accident insurance on your vehicle, you hand the liability for your actions over to someone else, which basically means that you put a financial value, a dollar value, on your actions, and you hand liability for your actions over to the insurance company. This is why they issue you with things like driver's licenses and all these rules that you need to abide by, because if they're taking liability for your actions, and of course they want you to follow their rules. So what this results in is the individual handing responsibility of their life and the power contained within their life to an outside source in return for a lack of responsibility and liability for our own actions. I mean, sure, it's bad if we crash our car into somebody else, but the insurance company will take care of it, and our premium may go up a little bit, but ultimately we don't have to be responsible for our actions because we've employed someone else to do so. And try to understand what I'm saying here, folks. I'm not saying go out and cancel the insurance on your car. I'm just simply attempting to demonstrate how we have been trained to hand liability for our actions over to somebody else. And the car insurance thing is probably just a bad example. But the thing is, we've been trained to do this in regard to virtually every aspect of our lives. And this is the way our society has been structured. And this is very much exemplified by the actions of corporations, in which corporations have virtually zero responsibility for their actions, in as much as no one within the corporation is ever answerable for the actions of the corporation. There may be a dollar value attached to it, there may be a fine to pay, but ultimately no one is liable, no one takes responsibility, no one is punished in any way, and so the corporation is allowed to continue, and so the rape of our planet is allowed to continue. And again, this comes down to individuals within the corporation constructing systems around themselves which removes them of any liability for their actions. I mean, just look at what happened in regard to the Gulf of Mexico oil spill, for example. The problem was BP. And so BP was held liable and there was a dollar value involved. But BP is a fiction. It's a dead entity. BP is essentially a green and yellow logo. That's all it is. So, of course, it can't be held liable. It can only be assigned a dollar value. But BP is controlled by people, and yet the people walk away scot-free because liability for their actions has been transferred to the green and yellow logo. I mean, really, if you look at it on a basic level, folks, this is what a corporation is. It's a name or sometimes even simply a logo. A corporation is designed to function like a person, but without any of the liabilities of a human being. And looking at it even more simplistically, what we could say is that a corporation is an artificial construct that has been designed to remove liability from sociopaths. And that's basically what it's all about. If you're the head of a corporation, it basically means you can do anything you want, and the corporation will be liable, but not you. And if the corporation is liable, well, obviously you can't imprison the corporation, so all liability will simply have a dollar value. It'll just be a fine that the corporation has to pay. Whereas when people operate within the corporate world, they're tricked into saying that they are the corporation, they are the name that the government gives them, and so the government is able to put their physical body in jail. You see, this is a corporation that you carry around with you. We've gone through this on many shows before. Your license, your identification, your capital letter figure that you carry around that you claim is your name is actually a corporation. And when you say you are that corporation, then you have assumed physical liability. You physically get thrown in jail. Whereas a CEO to a corporation doesn't get thrown in jail because the CEO does never claim that he is the corporation. The corporation is simply a mythical entity. It's just something that exists on paper. And so there is nothing to throw in jail. It's just smoke and mirrors to divert responsibility away from the individuals within the corporation. And of course, within the business world, creating a corporation so that you remove liability from yourself is what's called good business sense. But in reality, what it is pathological thinking. And the fact that most people live their lives in this way, and this is the way our society is designed to function, is one of the things that has created the very many problems that we face in the world today. And I firmly believe that if humankind was to take responsibility for their actions and to take responsibility for their own lives, to show themselves to be competent enough to govern their own affairs, then we could fix all the problems that we face. Because all the problems come from the system, and the system functions due to our acquiescence to the system. We choose to acquiesce to the system basically because we don't particularly want to take liability for our actions and have a little self-responsibility in our lives. Not at a deeper level. We may be okay with doing that on a surface level, the way we run our business or little bits concerning ourselves in our personal life, but as a general species, we don't take responsibility for the actions of our society. And of course, it's difficult to blame people for this because this is the way people have been trained to operate. People are kept in a state of fear-based mind control, and that's just the way they've been trained to approach things. People are often very, very scared to stand up against the governing body, and I believe that this is because they don't approach it from the correct perspective. Most people are simply not aware of what the relationship that exists between themselves and the government actually is. You know, we the people don't take responsibility for the actions of the government when really we should, because the governments only conduct the sorts of things that they get up to and destroy the planet the way they do because we've forgotten that the governments actually function as the servant of the people, and these are organizations that are supposed to do things on behalf of the people and improve reality for the people. But they don't do so because we, again, fail to show any responsibility. But folks, ultimately it is us, it is the people who is responsible for the actions of the government. I mean, think about it, folks. Who is the government ultimately answerable to? The government? A section within the government? No, of course not. The government is ultimately answerable to the people, but in order for them to answer to the people, we first have to say something. We have to take responsibility for ourselves. We have to take responsibility for us allowing the government to do what it does. I mean, ultimately, it's our fault, folks. Of course, we didn't know that until now, which is why I have said so many times that this is such an enormous opportunity. In fact, an opportunity that we've never had before. because the system has never been so apparent as it is now. But now that we know this, it's up to us to take responsibility for fixing the problem, because it's only with us that the solution lies. And we are most certainly the ones that are suffering because of our unwillingness to take responsibility for the actions of these governments. And I believe this all comes from the fact that we've simply forgotten who and what we are. Of course, this is no surprise, because we are caught up within a system, within a social structure, which is essentially broken. It's completely dysfunctional. It's got to the point now there's been so much legislation enacted and so many little rules and bylaws and this and that, that the system is completely dysfunctional now. There's no way to operate within its parameters. And yet it continues, and it's resulting in the destruction of the planet and the discarding of humanity along the way, because we don't take responsibility for ourselves. And as I was touching on before, see, many people have forgotten what the system of government really is, the system of government in all Western democratic countries. What we have is basically a trust agreement. We have the citizens of the country who employ people to sit in offices in high places to make decisions that will benefit the country, that will benefit our society, and that will ensure that we move forward as a viable and prosperous nation. And this is basically a trust agreement, folks, the agreement that exists between you and any politician in any office within the government of Australia, from the highest to the lowest. And not just within Australia, but within any democratic nation, all of these people are public trustees that are basically holding the country and controlling the resources of the country in trust for the people. And this was even said by the Australian Prime Minister a couple of weeks ago, Julia Gillard, in which she was addressing the mining companies, saying that the mining companies don't own the resources, they have simply been sold the rights to the resources, and that the government is actually holding the country and controlling these resources in trust for the sovereign people of Australia. She literally said this. And so, again, folks, even within their rules and the way the whole system works, what we see is a trust agreement that exists between the people and the government. And it's only by looking at our society and your relationship with government as a trust agreement that the human race, and thereby the world, will ever find any remedy to the many problems that we're facing. Because ultimately, folks, there's really only that one problem. Because all the little problems are all simply symptoms of this one problem. The problem is the corruption of government, but the real problem is that that corruption exists because the people have forgotten the arrangement that exists between themselves and government, which is that of a trust agreement. And what we find, folks, is that our governments anywhere across the planet, doesn't matter what country you're looking at, every single one of these ruling bodies is in breach of trust. Every single one of these ruling bodies is abusing the power that's been granted to them by the people over which they govern. And this can be proved with absolute certainty by simply looking at the state of our world today. And this cannot be overstated, my friends. It really cannot be overstated that every single problem that we face is a result of this breach of trust. So, folks, when you can step back and you can really begin to comprehend how this works, it becomes obvious what the solution is. And the solution is for people to start showing some responsibility, start showing some competency in your own life. And by saying that, folks, what I'm saying is show some competency in your own self-governance, in your own responsibility for being alive. Begin to realize that these governments are literally public trustees, and the only remedy that will ever be found lies with the people. But in order for this to happen, you, the individual, need to know who and what you are. Now, I've done so many shows where I've talked about this sort of thing, and there is so much information out there now about trust law, some of the things that the people in the free man movement are coming up with, all different ways of approaching the system. But I believe that the first step and the most essential thing for you to do in order to face the system in any way at all, or to stand up to it in any way at all, first lies in you, the individual, knowing exactly who and what you are. Knowing that you are living flesh. Knowing that the system that controls you is fiction. It only exists on paper. And that by standing in your flesh, asking the right questions, and treating those you are dealing with honor and respect, by standing in the power that you inherently have as a member of mankind, you can affect some positive change. And it has to be done with individuals. It has to start on the individual level. There's no movement that will take responsibility for you. It has to be done by the individual. It has to be done on a grassroots level. The individual needs to be empowered. That's where the remedy lies. It lies with the people. It's always laid with the people. And I believe that what we are being presented with in the world today is a real opportunity for this to happen. And this is because this type of information is becoming common knowledge among vast sections of society. People are starting to realize who and what they are. There is a real spiritual evolution happening that's been going on for a great many years now. And this is the first time in anywhere in modern history, anywhere for the last 5,000 years, that the human race has literally had the spiritual tools they need to be able to effectively stage a non-violent revolution and simply step away from the system. Because for the first time in our lives, we are actually empowered with the knowledge of how real change can be brought about through non-violent non-participation, non-violent non-compliance. All people have to do is to realize that the system is fiction and to know who and what they are. That's where the remedy lies. And the key, folks, the key to it all, lies in understanding that what exists between you and government is a trust agreement. The governments are in breach of trust, and it is only the people who can address this breach of trust. See, most of the people in government, I mean, they're all tied up in the legal system. Our Prime Minister herself is a lawyer. I mean, you've got a lawyer sitting as a prime minister. How that could even be is amazing, because a lawyer obviously has an oath that's been sworn to the Bar Association. So the prime minister of the country has a superseding oath to a legal institution. So basically, she sold her soul to the devil anyway. And you'll find that most of the people that are operating as politicians, most of the people that are forced to operate within that system, they've sold their souls to the devil because they've sold themselves to this beast system. I mean, they're all bound within consensual contracts now, and so they're forced to operate within the parameters provided for them by this psychopathic system, which trains people and ensures that people who work within its parameters have to think and act pathologically. So you can never fix the system from within the parameters provided for you by the system. You have to step outside of the system and put it back into trust, because it is in trust that the real remedy lies. And doesn't lie anywhere else. It will never lay anywhere else. And the only way you can stand up and address the breach of trust that is being perpetrated by our governments is by knowing who and what you are and being prepared to stand in the power of your flesh. I cannot overstate this, folks. This is where the remedy lies. And this is where action needs to be directed. Because we do need to start taking positive action. We do need to start speaking to the right people. But we need to begin speaking to them from within the parameters of trust and not the legal parameters that they provide for us. Because if we're forced to operate within those parameters, remedy will never be found. That's why those legal parameters have been put in place. That's what legislation is, folks. Legislation are rules that are written down by politicians. And they write these rules down in order to lock you within a fictional legal system so that they can continue to operate in breach of trust. And they will continue to do so, folks, until we choose to stand up and address this problem. And the thing is, folks, if people can really get their heads around this and people can really begin to understand how trust law works and how this trust agreement works, then you begin to see that all of the smaller problems below it that we're addressing, the whaling, the mining, the homelessness, the whatever, all of these things are simply symptoms. I mean, I've said this so many times on this show, but when you can actually begin to see that the existence of this trust agreement is actually a reality, then it becomes clear that all of these smaller problems that we're facing are simply symptoms that are manifested because of this breach of trust. It's in addressing the actual breach of trust that the remedy lies. You're never going to fix it by addressing one of the symptoms. That's simply a band-aid. And if you address one of the symptoms, you tend to act within legal parameters and legal guidelines, which have been created by the system and designed to tie you up in red tape. And you'll never really succeed because all you are doing is looking for a band-aid for the symptom. You're not addressing the actual problem that created the symptom. Because the problem is that we have forgotten, or we are not aware of, the trust agreement that exists between ourselves and the government, and that it isn't until we can see that there is a breach of trust occurring and we stand up to address this breach of trust that remedy will be found. And look, I hear from people and they say, can you point me to where this trust agreement exists? And folks, all I can say to that is, it's common sense. Think about it. Think about where you stand in the social structure, where you stand in the hierarchy between God and mankind, because that's what the whole system's based on. It's all based on ecclesiastic law. And look, personally, I don't even believe in the Christian version of things, but it is within that system that the entire legal structure of this planet is based, because it's all based on the Vatican system. So even according to that legal system, think about where you stand in the hierarchy. And when you can see the reality of this, then it becomes apparent that what exists between you and government is a trust agreement. And so that's where the remedy to all of our problems lies. But I think it's break time here now, folks, so I'll leave it there for now, and I'll speak to you again in a few minutes. Thanks for listening.
And welcome back, folks. So looking at things realistically, we truly are facing a lot of problems at the moment. In 2012, it's very much been escalating around the planet. It's been building up for a number of years, and we really do seem to be seeing the culmination of it right now. We're almost coming close to the tipping point. The problems of all of the war, the posturing, the situation in Libya, Syria, what they want to do to Iran, the whole global mess, folks. It's a complete disaster. The financial situation in the European Union, what's happening in Greece, what's happening in Ireland, what's happening here in Australia with the imposition of the carbon tax, the police state that's been created in New Zealand, the high-tech version of Nazi Germany that the United States is turning into. And then we've got other issues that are also incredibly important, such as Fukushima. And the thing is, folks, that what is needed to fix all of these issues is for the people of the world to understand the trust agreement that I was talking about in the first part of the show. And really, folks, as I said earlier, it's basically just common sense to realize that this is what's going on here. And as I demonstrated earlier, you've even got world leaders admitting this, such as we just heard from Julia Gillard. And I think it's really a milestone event to hear a Prime Minister say that, because it's almost like the government is letting you know that the world is in trouble and you need to take responsibility. You need to stand in your power because, hey, I can't do it. I'm tied up in this legal system. But unless you stand up and claim your rights, then you're not going to have any. And that's what that message said very loudly to me anyway. Because, folks, I don't really blame any one world leader for their actions, because they're all puppets of a much higher hand that controls world leaders through the banking system. It all goes back to banking, folks. Money is truly the root of all evil, and it is the absolute linchpin of the global control system. Money is what makes the whole system function. That's its purpose. Because money turns life into commerce, and it traps you within a commercial system. That's what money's for. But anyway, I'm getting a little bit off topic here. But people really need to put the government back into their correct position in the hierarchy. People need to understand what the relationship between themselves and government is. Now, the fact that things like Fukushima are not being dealt with speaks absolute volumes, folks. There's nothing that makes this breach of trust clearer than Fukushima. And Fukushima is an ongoing thing. It's still melting down. It's still pouring toxins into the air, still pouring toxins into the water. And what response do we see from our governments and from our Western media? We see the governments change the safe level of radiation and raise it to a much higher level. And we see reports in the media that radiation is suddenly good for you and that we shouldn't be too paranoid about radiation. There's all this drama, and nuclear energy is still the safest thing on the planet. All of which, of course, is patently false. So that's the response that we're getting from those that we have employed to hold the planet in trust for us. And folks, if you look at the state of the planet, look at it, I mean, you didn't do any of it. It isn't because you use electricity and you watch TV and you drive a car that the world is in the state it's in. It's because of corporate corruption that our governments have allowed to be created and have allowed to be perpetuated. And the corporate corruption is held in place through legislation that these governments have written down on pieces of paper, which allows it to stay in place. So the system is broken. And what's important for people to understand is that the only way to address this is to put everything back into trust and to realize that the governments are simply the trustees of this planet. That's all they are. They're just a group of people that we employ to do exactly the opposite of what they're doing. And we can't mount the legal challenges against these people. We've basically got to stand up and say, look, you guys are in breach of trust. We have to do it in mass, and we need to ask these governments to show cause why they should not be held in breach of trust and made to step down pending investigation. But the thing is, this has got to be done by individuals. It's got to be done on an individual level because this is an individual trust agreement. The trust agreement that exists between myself and government is an individual agreement between myself and government. I can't stand up for you. I can only stand up for me. And it's the same with everybody out there. You can only stand for yourself. So you really need to step back and clearly see how this works and realize that the people you are dealing with are just people, the same as you. They are only in that position as government because of this trust agreement that exists between these people and the people of the nation, the sovereign people of the nation. And you're all sovereign. Everybody is already sovereign. You don't have to claim your sovereignty. You're already sovereign. I'm already sovereign. I don't need to prove to the government that I'm sovereign. They need to prove to me that I'm not. I mean, if they're going to claim ownership over me and claim that I have to perform any task or action against my will, they need to show me proof of claim. And that's just the way I approach things. But getting back to Fukushima for a moment, what is the world to do about Fukushima? It's a serious problem, and the fact that our governments aren't addressing it, as I said, it shows clearly how much in breach of trust these people are. And look, to be honest, folks, the only way we're going to fix Fukushima is if we, the people, demand that something is done. What that may be, of course, I have no idea, because it is a very unique and very daunting problem. But perhaps if we were to focus some collective attention on there, we would come up with something, which is far more than is being done so far. But again, it all comes back to trust. It all comes back to people knowing who and what they are and knowing that they have the power to demand that things be fixed. They have the power to demand that their appointed trustees, those who agreed to be trustees, those whom we employ and pay a large amount of money to be trustees, because we pay the president, we pay the prime ministers, we pay the politicians, folks. They get the incredibly high wages that they get in order to manage the resources of the country properly and to manage the affairs of the country properly. And who pays them is us. We're the people, because we are the sovereign people. We own all the resources and we own the entire country, and the government holds that country and those resources in trust for us.
So one might question why the people of any given nation are forced to struggle so hard and pay so much to be alive when our appointed trustees are some of the most wealthy people on earth due to what we pay them to essentially steal from us. Because that's what's happening, folks. They're stealing from us. They're getting away with it because we are not exercising our authority. If we choose to exercise our authority, though, we can turn to focus some global attention on issues such as Fukushima. We can address the nuclear situation. We can address what's going on in Palestine. We could address water fluoridation, GM food, seed patenting, Monsanto. We could address all of these issues if we simply put everything back into trust. This is how we address the fracking, the coal seam gas mining. Because everybody who's standing up against coal seam gas mining is doing so to protect the water table and to protect the farmlands of this earth. The government is simply exploiting these areas in order to prop up their economies. And the economies are false, they're fake, they're based on the monetary system, and as I said earlier, the purpose of the monetary system is to turn life into commerce and put a dollar value on everything, make the whole meaning of reality all about propping up this economy and making sure we have permanent growth of these numbers on a screen that don't mean anything. I mean, if that situation itself isn't a clear breach of trust, then I don't know what is. So we need to really start putting things back into perspective and get our priorities a little bit more sorted. And as I've been saying to people for a large number of years now, there is no remedy in government. The only remedy that can be found lies with the people. And it needs a mass of people to do this. And this is why I have always promoted community. Why you have to break down the barriers in your community. You all have to realize that we are actually facing a common threat right now. And that threat comes from the corporate control of this planet. And we need to stand up and do something about it. Because if it's allowed to continue, the psychopathic society that we have allowed to control us will eventually destroy this place. And I don't want to rain on anybody's parade by saying this, folks, but this is simply the fact of the matter. This system, if it's allowed to continue running its present course, will destroy this place, and it will destroy or severely restrict and control all life upon this planet. And the only thing, the only force that can stop it is the will of the people. Will is a very strong thing, folks. And if we use our will, if it's a united will and a united stand of solidarity and non-compliance, the system will fall like a house of cards. This is why I've often said that no violence is needed. We don't need violence, folks. We've grown beyond that. We don't need to have guns and run down the street and shoot people. All we're doing is becoming that which we are standing against. And we're going to pull down one tyrant and replace it with another one. And still go along with this same dysfunctional system, still enslaving everybody to commerce, and nothing will change. We will simply continue down the same path. But we don't need any of that now, because we now have in our possession the tools that we've needed, the spiritual tools, the understandings of reality that we've needed, that's been provided for us through science, through meditation, through ourselves, through the rise in consciousness that's happened over the last 40 or 50 years. We've now got the tools that we've always needed to understand reality, to understand who and what we are, and to remove the fear from our psyche so that we can step forward as a species and become all that we could possibly be. I mean, sure, there's bad groups of people that have done bad things to this planet. The banking cartels, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the Vatican system, the Zionist wing of the Vatican system, the whole rotten mess that we see around us, the media moguls, the corrupt politicians. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. But you know what? I don't care. I just want to move forward from this point. I don't care what they did. I don't appreciate what they did, but I don't care. I don't care what happened in the past, because I can see the way forward. And the fact that this system is now so visible has at last provided humanity with the tools that we need to address the situation. But it has to be addressed from a perspective of trust. Don't wait for someone to come and save you, folks. Don't wait for the world to change. Don't wait to ascend. Don't wait for mass arrests. Don't wait for a savior. Understand that you have the power within you to save yourself. You have the power within you to change the direction this planet's going. Everybody has this power because everybody is born with this power. The trick of the society in which we live is to remove this power from people by limiting people's understanding of reality and thereby teaching people that they don't have any. Teaching people the meme that enslaves them is real. Indoctrinating them into a system of slavery from birth, which is what is done. It's like in 1984, they didn't have certain words for certain things. They didn't have a word for freedom. They didn't have a word for rebellion. People knew that they wanted these things. They knew that something was wrong with their life. They knew that something was lacking and things should be different. But they didn't know what it was that they needed because the words didn't exist to convey those understandings to people. Because our culture has received the indoctrination that it's received, it's a very similar set of circumstances where people don't have any real concept of how free they actually are. They don't have any real concept of what freedom is. They think that freedom is freedom of choice. It's freedom of what to wear, freedom of where to work, what car to drive, what television to purchase, what color to paint your home. They don't ever question why they need to collect paper in order to pay to be alive. They don't question why they are required to follow certain rules and walk in certain lines and think within certain boxes. They simply believe that this is just the way the world works and that freedom means freedom of choice. And freedom also means that you are free to exploit the world and those around you as much as possible in order to gain as much stuff as possible, because it is by the amount of stuff that you own that your position in life will be judged. And this is a completely false reality, folks, and it's this understanding that I've just described to you, this is what the Matrix is. The Matrix is the prison system that enslaves you, and the meme that your indoctrination has taught you is reality. But humankind is capable of so much more than what we're seeing. We're capable of experiencing so much more than we are currently experiencing, and we have the potential to take the world in a completely different direction to the one it's currently moving in. And the biggest hurdle we face in doing so is getting people to think outside of the box, getting people to realize that there are no remedies to be found within the legal parameters that are provided for us, and that the remedy lies in trust. And even understanding what trust is and realizing that all men were created equal, all of mankind was created equal, and that what exists between you and the governing bodies is a trust agreement. This is a huge paradigm shift for a lot of people. It's a completely different way of people looking at reality. It's right there in front of their faces for all to see. It's right there for everybody to see. And it's also completely obvious. But because of the education and indoctrination system that people have been subject to since birth, and the social systems that they allow themselves to be caught up in, it takes a huge shift in someone's perspective to see it, even though it's right there in front of their faces and it's completely and utterly obvious that this is what's going on. And the reason it's such a huge paradigm shift for people is because it challenges their belief of reality, and that can be very confronting for people. Suddenly, at the age of 40 or 50 years old, they're finding out that everything they thought was real about the world is actually false, and that they're actually living in a very loosely constructed system of financial slavery. But that's the fact of the matter. And it's only by becoming aware of these facts, so we're ever going to hope to change anything. But the problem is that people freak out when they hear this information. They just go, oh no, I wish I'd taken the blue pill. I wish I didn't know all this stuff. And a lot of that is because they're in fear of ever actually taking responsibility for the planet, taking liability for their actions, realizing that we're all liable for the destruction that's been wrought around the globe, because it's all being wrought by our governments and it's all being done in our name. The reason they're able to do it in our name is because they're simply trustees of the nation. We own the nation. Everything they do is in our name. So we really need to pay attention to what's being done in our name around the world. And again, folks, the remedy lies in trust. It's always laid in trust, and it can not possibly lay anywhere else. So this shift in perspective is very much needed, because it's only by shifting your perspective of reality, and it's only by great numbers of the population shifting their perspective of reality and starting to stand in their own personal power that we are ever going to affect positive change. And once we begin to do it and start leading by example in our approach to this, then I'm sure others will follow suit and we'll create a wave that will quite literally change this planet and change the direction it's going in. And when you can really begin to look at all this, folks, then you begin to see that the key to mankind's salvation and the key to Earth's salvation lies in the empowerment and positive action of the individual. And that's where it's always been. It's the only place it ever can be. We all have this power within us. We just have to choose to embrace it and choose to put it into action in our daily lives. And that's something that I've very much attempted to do on these radio shows. All the shows that I've done, folks, I've done a large amount of shows where I've spoken about energy, and I've attempted to share my perspective of creation and my perspective of how reality works with you, because I believe having the correct perspective of reality greatly contributes to your ability to be able to remove fear from your psyche and stand up against this system, stand in who and what you are. And I've presented a myriad of the smaller symptoms to you, and to demonstrate that ultimately all of these symptoms can be traced back to a single source, namely the corruption that exists within government, which is allowed to perpetuate by our lack of understanding, our lack of self-empowerment. And I know I'm just repeating myself and banging the same old drum, but we are facing some pretty serious situations here, and I'm still seeing a lot of people waiting around to be saved. I'm still seeing a lot of people treating the whole alternative research movement like a spy novel, as I said earlier, looking for the next person to point the finger at, running down blind rabbit holes, and failing to implement the solutions that we need implemented right now in order to address the problems that we face. And the implementation of these solutions has to start with the individual. It has to start inside of you. It has to start with the individual changing their heart space, changing their energetic vibration, if you will, changing their approach to reality from one of fear to one of love, and standing in the power that they inherently have, and standing up to hold their trustees accountable for their actions. And look, I know it's a big ask, folks. It's no simple affair, actually, taking responsibility for your own life, taking responsibility for the world in which we live, and realizing that you have a duty to be good custodians of the future for your children. I know it's a big ask. I know it's a big ask for lots of people. And it doesn't even matter if you don't have children. You are still one of the custodians of this planet. And if the world is turning to hell around you, then it's due to your inaction that this is happening. And it's a collective inaction, folks. I'm not pointing the finger at anyone, but ultimately, we are all to blame for the situation we face. But like I said, now we have the tools to deal with it, because now we know what the situation is, and we know that the people that are perpetrating all of these crimes against humanity are simply people, just like us. And not only that, they are trustees that are employed by us, and that, therefore, puts them in a position where they can be held accountable for their actions, if we choose to do so. And that's really the key right there, folks. It's the choices that we make every day. Sometimes we make these choices unconsciously, and sometimes we make them consciously, but ultimately it's our choice to be ruled the way we are, because now we know we're being ruled, we can realize that we do have a choice, and therefore we can change it whenever we want. We just have to know the power that we inherently hold within us and be self-empowered enough to actually do something about it. Well, we're almost at the end of the show here, folks. Thank you for putting up with some of the negative information that I've been forced to bring you lately. I mean, I just do it because I feel some of it needs to be said. And I could put on white robes and talk about planetary energies and bring you all the stuff that you wanted to hear and probably be a lot more popular and have people tuning in a lot more or whatever. But that's not really what it's about. It's not about telling you what you want to hear. It's about telling you what I believe you need to hear. And of course, folks, all I'm offering you in any of this stuff is my perspective. That's all I have to give. That's all anybody ever really has to give, folks, is their perspective. And as I've said, it's important that you realize this when you listen to anybody. And it's important that you discern what resonates with you in your heart when you listen to information that's given to you by people. And always look for the solutions. It's really important that when people present you with negative information, they are also presenting you with the solutions to the problems that they're giving you, or at least trying to construct a think tank so that we can find viable solutions to the many problems that we face. But what we need, folks, is solutions. So if you're out there and you're listening to this show, then I urge you to attempt to implement positive solutions in every aspect of your life, because this is what is needed, and I believe the basis of all of these solutions has to come from a perspective of trust. I know I've said this a million times on the show today, but that's really where it has to come from. You've got to realize what your place in the social structure is and what the relationship between yourself and government actually is. And as I said, it is a trust agreement. So if you stand in that and you know the power that you have, then really you can't go wrong. Don't forget, folks, if you're listening to the show on YouTube or if you are a subscriber of my YouTube channel, please check your subscription. YouTube is still deleting subscribers from my channel. It never really goes up far above 33,150 these days. It might get a little bit higher for a while, but then by the end of the day, it will be knocked back to 33,150 subscribers or a little bit less. So if you are subscribing to my channel, please check your subscription, maybe go back and check every couple of days, because they tend to delete people very frequently. Over 2,500 subscribers gone in the last couple of weeks. And again, as I said, folks, no matter how many people subscribe and send it back up, then they always seem to drop it back to 33,150 subscribers, or around about that point. So please do continue to check your subscription. Thank you to the people who visit the Crow House, and thank you to anybody who's ever contributed to the Crow House. The help that you've offered me and your support for the show is greatly appreciated. But that is it for me now, folks. I'm completely out of time. I'll look forward to speaking to you again next week. Please take care until then. In La Cache.